Fonda girls coach Dick Jungers. He had three seniors on the team coach. Nice for them to get a win in their final regular season game on this floor. Your thoughts?
You know, I thought our kids came out and just really played aggressive and set the tone, especially defensively. I think Alta had a hard time getting into their offense, and you know, hats off to these seniors. They've worked really hard over the years to get to this point, and ended it with a great senior night.
Aaron Gerke, Kate Christensen, Emily Archer, those three seniors. And what about Aaron? 27 points, lighting it up from downtown, six threes. She struggled from distance earlier in the year. She's making up for it.
Yeah, you know, I feel like the statistics aren't showing how good of a shooting team we really are. When you look at our three-point stats, and it's interesting as you talk to coaches, they're like, you know, they just can't believe when they see those stats. And you give our kids open looks, they're starting to really knock them down. And that wasn't happening earlier in the year. And tonight, she was red hot, and they kept going to her. And I think she ended up with 6 3-pointers. So that was a great performance for her. But really, our team needs that from some of our kids, because they're great shooters. We just got to get them confident in games to knock those shots down.
Shots falling a little more frequently as of late. You told me at the beginning of January, the first half of the year, you were playing like a young team. What's it been like the last few weeks? Are you playing like you're a more well-seasoned squad in your estimation?
I feel like we're making better decisions on the floor. I do feel like we've matured a lot throughout the year, and our young guards are getting us into our offenses and making great plays on defense. So it's really all you can ask for as a coach. And you know, we're starting to play our better ball as the season rolls on here. You're right, early on as a coach, I lost probably quite a few more hairs than I should because of things that were transpiring on the floor. But boy, these guys are really starting to get after it.
And a 16th win tonight for Newell Fonda, as you have two more regular season games to come. Monday at Fort Dodge St. Edmund, and Tuesday, regular season finale at Sioux Central, and then a week to go until tournament time. What's going to be the plan during that span as you gear up for the second season, so to speak?
You know, we've had so many games this last week and a half. I've been really keyed in, with the tough conference opponents, GTRA, South Central Calhoun, Carroll Kemper, all these tough teams back-to-back, Manson again. I really haven't had a chance to look too far ahead at what these teams are really about. I do know a little bit about them, but probably not at the comfort level to talk about them much yet. But I do know that our team keeps getting better, and I'm hoping that we're able to put some good wins together.
Yeah, you don't know too much right now about the competition that lies ahead, but some challenges await, as on February 14th, you know, you'll play here again against either Harris Lake Park or Clay Central Everly. If you take care of business there, could well meet up against an always solid Algona Garrigan squad. And you know how good Kingsley Pearson's been the last few years, as maybe see them in the region final in Cherokee, a high-scoring club they are.
Yeah, they're having a great year. Bishop Garrigan's having a great year. GTRA's having a great year. They played us to a three-point game on Tuesday night. So, like I said, I probably won't get too far ahead of myself. Yeah. I just know that, as you said, there's some really top-quality teams out there. And, hopefully we put ourselves in a position to get to meet each one of those opportunities. But like I said, I really like how this team's progressing. And, if we can start putting together some outside shooting and finishing a little bit more on the offensive end, could be a very dangerous team at tournament time.
We'll find the girls down Alta really a 62-30, and we'll look forward to seeing you in tournament time. Coach, thanks a lot for stopping up. Congrats on the win.
Hey, thanks, Ryan. It's always great to have you. And it's good to see Fish here on the camera duties.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's just awesome.
Fish pinch hitting and doing a good job and doing so for the video streaming.
Hey, he's got a lot of fans tonight around here. He probably should stand up and wave.
Oh, I better believe that. Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
All right,
it.
Thank you.